New York Mets Baseball is a feature presentation of the New York Mets Baseball Network and Rheingold Extra Dry, the beer with a 10-minute head, and is brought to you by several local sports-minded businessmen who hope you will enjoy today's game, and by the staff of WKAJ-FM 102.3 on your FM dial, who urge you to patronize the sponsors who make these broadcasts possible. Remember, you can hear all the New York Mets games at home or away, night and day, on the FM voice of WKAJ Radio in Saratoga Springs, New York.
With Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy here at Shea Stadium. Tonight, the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. The Mets have a magic number of one. This afternoon, the Chicago Cubs won their ball game from Montreal by a score of 6-3 to keep alive their chance of a tie for the championship. So the Mets' magic number is one. A Mets victory here tonight would clinch the championship in the Eastern Division of the National League. So we have a big, big crowd on hand for this concluding game of the series. It is also the last home game of the regular season for the Mets here at Shea Stadium. At this moment, Gil Hodges is bringing out the lineup cards for the New York Mets. Red Sandys will be out with the Cardinal lineups in just a moment. Starting pitchers are warming up. For the New York Mets, Gary Gentry with a record of 11 wins and 12 losses. And for the St. Louis Cardinals, left-hander Steve Carlton, who has won 17 and lost 10. We'll be back with the start of tonight's game in just 1 minute.
Having a problem in deciding where to take your group in its next outing? If so, let the Mets Group Sales Department solve it for you. This department is manned by experts in handling both men's and women's groups. These same specialists encourage community and civic organizations, social and fraternal clubs, youth, family, and athletic groups to take in a Mets ball game and enjoy a day at Shea. In addition to providing group ticket sales for a ball game, our representatives will be happy to furnish you with all the details of the beautiful restaurants at Shea Stadium, which are available for parties, large or small, up to 700 persons. For groups of 100 or more, recognition will be given to your organization on the changeable message scoreboard here at Shea. Residents of Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York can easily obtain additional information simply by writing to Group Sales Manager, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York, 11368. Or if you like, telephone 212-672-3000. The representative handling your area will be more than happy to personally speak before your men's or women's group, large or small, and explain all the details. Call or write today.
Senior umpire in the National League is Al Barlick, and I think it is fitting that here tonight Al Barlick's crew is working this game, and Barlick himself will be behind the plate. He has received the lineup card. To check us out on lineups, here's Ralph Kiner.
All right, Lindsey Nelson for the St. Louis Cardinals. Lou Brock will lead off. He'll be in left field. Batting second, playing center field, Kurt Flood. Batting third in right field, Veda Pinson. Batting fourth at first base, Joe Torre. Batting fifth in catching, Jim McCarver. Batting sixth, playing third base, Mike Shannon. Batting seventh at second base, Julian Javier. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Dal Mackrill. And the pitcher, Steve Carlton, batting ninth. For the New York Mets, the leadoff batter will be Bud Harrelson at shortstop. Batting second and playing center field, Tommy Agee. Batting third, back in left field, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth at first base, Don Glendenin. Batting fifth and playing right field, Ron Sloboda. Batting sixth at third base, Ed Charles. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jerry Grody. Batting eighth at second base, Al Weiss. And the pitcher, Gary Gentry, batting ninth. Mets and Cardinals have met 17 times this year. The Mets have won 11 times. The Cardinals have won 6. And here at Shea Stadium, the Mets have won 5 of the 9 games played. Mets go into the ballgame with a record of 95 wins and 61 losses. The Cubs have a record of 90 wins and 67 losses. They are 6 games back in the loss column. And as Lindsay said, the magic number is 1 as the New York Mets take the field. Of September, the Mets have won 19 and lost 7. They have won their last 4 straight in this series. They won the first game 3-1 as Tom Seaver won his 24th. He's lost 7. He bested Nelson Bryles. And last night it was Tug McGraw in relief as the winning pitcher, his record 9-3. And the losing pitcher was Bob Gibson, his record 18-13. Last night the Mets winning 3-2 in extra innings. And now from Shea Stadium with a large crowd here, our national anthem. And the applause by this capacity crowd following the playing of the national anthem by James Jarvis. This broadcast comes to you through the courtesy of Rheingold Breweries Incorporated and is authorized under radio rights granted by the New York Mets solely for the entertainment of our audience. Any publication or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express written consent of the New York Mets is prohibited. Now the umpires have taken their stations. It'll be Al Bartik calling the balls and strikes. At first base, Ed Bargo. At second base, John Kibler. And the umpire at third base will be Andy Olson. Mets go into this ball game, the last game of the season here at Shea Stadium in the regular season, with an attendance of 2,120,445 fans. And it's a big one, as they have been here in the last month of the season. Now, Jerry Grody's throw on down to second base, and here for the play-by-play, fellow who has done just about everything big that you can do in radio and television, and done it with the best of them, Lindsay Nelson.
Thank you very much, Ralph Cannon. Hello, everybody. It's Lou Brock coming around to lead off now for the St. Louis Cardinals in what is, for the Mets and Mets fans, the biggest baseball game ever played in this stadium. Gary Gentry's on the mound. He has won 11 games. He's lost 12. He is a right-hander. Guess the Cardinals this year, he's won 2 and he's lost none. Gentry's into the motion. Here is the pitch, and it's in there for a call strike. Around the infield, Don Glendenin playing first base. Al Weiss at second. Bud Harrelson at shortstop, and Ed Charles at third. Here's Gentry's pitch. Curveball, and it's in there for a call strike. On deck for the Cardinals, Kurt Flood. The outfield alignment for the Mets, Cleon Jones back in the lineup in left, Tommy Agee in center, and Ron Sloboda in right. This is a two-strike delivery to Lou Brock, and it is high and away for a ball. On the coaching line, George Kissel is at third base, and Dick Sisler is on the lines at first for Red Shane Dean, St. Louis Cardinals. Jerry Grody sends a sign out. Gary Gentry goes into the motion, and the pitch is a fastball high and tight. It's 2-2. Gentry is a rookie. This is his first year in the major league. He's from Phoenix, Arizona. An overall record this year of 11 wins and 12 losses. 22 years of age. Gary Gentry now offers 2-2. Foul off and out of play. This afternoon at Wrigley Field in Chicago, the Cubs defeated the Montreal Expos by a score of 6-3. Bill Hands went all the way and got his 19th win. Steve Renko started for Montreal, was the loser. Danny McGinn in the sixth and Howie Reed in the eighth inning. The Cubs keeping alive their chances for a mathematical tie for the championship in the Eastern Division of the National League. Here's a 2-2 delivery. Foul back and out of play. The count holds at 2-2. Fans are still coming in here, but we're going to have a full house at Shea Stadium for this one. A carnival atmosphere, an air of electricity all around the stands here tonight, and in the locker room before the game as well. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it is a little low. Grody thought they might get a strike call. The count goes out full at 3-2. The New York Mets with a record of 95 wins and 61 losses. Here's a playoff pitch. Swung on and missed. Just a strike shot drop. There is one away, and that brings up Kurt Flood. Kurt Flood is hitting .287. He has four home runs and 56 runs fresh. Batted in. The Cardinals, the defending National League champion, having won the National League flag the past two seasons. Here's a pitch to the right-hand batter. Let up, and it's in there for a call strike. Jerry Gentry started him off with a big change. Peter Pinson moves out on deck. Here's a strike one delivery. Fastball, and it is low and away. 1-1. The Mets have a 5.5 game lead over the Chicago Cubs. Here's a pitch low and away. It's 2-1. The Cubs have 5 to play. 3 in Pittsburgh during the weekend. 2 against the New York Mets in Chicago, October 1st and 2nd. After tonight, the Mets have 5 to play. 3 against the Phillies in Philadelphia, 2 in Chicago against the Cubs. Here's a pitch inside, and Jeffrey goes behind 3-1 now to Kurt Flood. Jeffrey takes the sign from Grody. This is a 3-1 delivery. Swung on and lined into right. Swoboda comes up and makes the catch of the line drive. There are two men out, nobody on base, and Beta Pinson will be the batter. Pinson's hitting .257. He has 10 homers and 70 runs batted in. This broadcast is being picked up by the American Forces Network and beam around the world tonight. So from all of us here at Shea Stadium, a salute to servicemen around the world. Now Gary Gentry into the motion. Pitch to the left-hand batter, and it's low for a ball. 1-0. Joe Torre is out there on deck. Gary Gentry takes the sign again. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball hit deep to right, and Swoboda moves over and one hands the ball for the out. Threw the glove up over his head as he was retreating and hauled it down. Dives out. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. The middle of the first inning, the score is the Cardinals nothing and the Mets coming to bat. Now here's a word from Rheingold.
Can you imagine a beer without a head? It's like an egg without a yolk. Bread without the crust. It's like pizza with no cheese. Beer is meant to have a head. And Rheingold is a beer that's meant to keep it. Rheingold Extra Dry, the beer with a 10-minute head. And when the head's still there, so is all the lively beer flavor. Flavor that's made Rheingold the extra dry lager beer since 1837. The proud Rheingold 10-Minute Head is your sign that this beer is made of the finest ingredients. This beer is truly a great one.
My beer is Rheingold, a dry beer.
This is Nelson Sheridan inviting you to join me on the all-new Early Bird Show right here on WKAJ Monday through Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. We've got the best in music, news, weather, and sports to keep you fully informed and fully entertained right here on WKAJ, the all-new Early Bird Show at 6 a.m.
Johnny Agee is on deck for the Mets. Steve Carlin is 24 years of age with a record of 17 wins and 10 losses. His lifetime record against the Mets, 6 wins, 4 losses. Here's a swing and a miss. 1-2. On the coaching lines for the Mets, Eddie Yost is at third, and Yogi Berra is on the lines at first base. Here's the 1-2 delivery. And it is low for a ball, 2-2. The pennant race in the Eastern Division of the National League has come down simply to this. If the New York Mets can win this ballgame here tonight, they win the championship in the Eastern Division. Pitch is low for ball. It's out full at 3-2. No matter what happens to the Mets or to the Cubs from here on, the Mets can do no worse than tie for the championship in the Eastern Division. The magic number is 1. Payoff pitch. And a climb in the right for a base hit. They defense him up, but it plays it back, and Harrelson turns and holds with a single to right. That will bring up Tommy Agee. He's hitting .271. He has 26 home runs to lead the Mets in that department. He has 74 runs batted in. Tommy Agee, right-hand batter. The New York Mets have a lineup here tonight of 9 right-hand batters against the left-hand pitcher, Steve Carlton. It is low for a ball. Al Barlick, the National League senior umpire behind the plate. He came into the National League in 1940. So the first Harrelson's back safely. The umpire over there is Ed Vargo, John Kibler at second, and Andy Olson around at third. The Cardinals defensively have set up playing AJ to hit to the opposite field. They have Flood and center shaded over to right. The 1-0 delivery. And it's high. So it's 2-0 now with Leon Jones waiting on deck. Leon Jones back in the Mets lineup tonight. First time he has started again since September 11th. He's missed 18 of the last 23 games played for the Mets. He has the Major League batting lead, 2 points ahead of Pete Rose of the Cincinnati Reds. Pitches out away for a ball. It's 3-0 out of Agee. Tim McCarver calls time, goes to the mound. In the Western Division of the National League, the Atlanta Braves are on top by virtue of their win last night while the Giants were being defeated by the San Diego Padres. So starting play tonight, Atlanta's on top and the Giants are in second place, a half game back of the Atlanta Braves. This will be a 3-0 pitch now to Agee. He takes it in for a called strike. It's 3-1. At first base, Joe Torre is holding against the runner. Harrelson takes his lead there. 3-1 delivery. Swung on and foul back. The count is full at 3-2. Managerial decision to be made here. Harrelson, the leadoff man, is on at first. Count is 3-2 to Agee. Do you send the runner, or don't you? Leon Jones is on deck. Agee is susceptible to the strikeout. Harrelson takes the lead. He's holding. Here's a pitch. High and away. Walking. Agee goes to first. Harrelson moves to second. Leon Jones is coming up. Batting .346, the leading batter in the Major League. Listen to the hand. celebration for Cleon Jones. And a fellow down there holding up a big sign saying, tonight's the night. Cleon has 12 homers and 74 runs batted in to go with his 346 batting average. There's nobody out. Runners at first and second. Carlton's pitch. And it is high for a ball. Now here comes Billy Muffet, the pitching coach of the St. Louis Cardinals, out to the mound. Billy Muffet goes to the mound. The New York Mets have won four games in a row. For the month of September, they have won 19 and lost 7. Since August 16th, the Mets have won 33 games and lost 10. Dave Jesse is up and throwing in the bullpen for the Cardinals. Dave Jesse throwing in the bullpen for the Cardinals. The Mets are batting in the bottom half of the first inning. Bud Harrelson leads at second base and Tommy Agee at first. The count is ball one to Cleon Jones with Don Glendinning on deck. 1-0 pitch. Swung on and foul back. It's 1-1. Cleon Jones has been out of action with a pull muscle in the rib cage. Before that, he was out of action with a bruised hand sustained when he slid into third base in San Diego. Settles himself back into the batter's box, batting number 3 and manager Gil Hodges' Met batting order tonight. The 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed at strike 2. 1-2 to Cleon Jones. The last regularly scheduled home game of the season. Here at Shea Stadium, the Mets will be back here Monday night to play the Yankees in the Mayor's Trophy game. This will be a 1-2 pitch to Jones, and it's on the way. Low, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carlton again looks into Tim McCarver. Defensively, the Cardinals are playing Jones to go to the opposite field as well. They get Flood again. Shaded over toward right, just as they did against Agee. Swinging a foul ball to the right side out of play, and the count holds at 2-2. There are baseball writers, photographers, reporters from all across the country here tonight for this ball game at Shea Stadium. Mets runners lead at first and second. There is no score in the game as yet. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, and Carlin strikes out Jones. First strikeout for Carlin. Don Clendenin's coming up. Clendenin's hitting 246. He has 13 homers and 45 runs batted in. Left-hander Steve Carlin checks the runners. Here's the pitch to Clendenin. Swung on and hit deep to center. Way back. Flood goes back into the track. It's going to it. No, it's a home run. A home run for Clendenin. The Mets are out in front by a score of 3-0. One man out, nobody on base, and Ron Swoboda coming up. Home run number 13. Number 14 it is for Don Clendenin. Home run number 14 for Clendenin. The pitch to Swoboda is in for a called strike. Swoboda is hitting 241. He has 9 homers and 52 runs batted in. Steve Carlin into the motion. Pitch is high inside. It's 1-1. The New York Mets are off to a 3-run lead here in the bottom half of the first inning on a 3-run homer over the center field fence by Don Glendinning. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Outside, 2-1.
Ted Charles is on deck now for the Mets. 2-1 delivery and a tie. Carlton's behind 3-1. Takes off his cap to mop his brow. It is comfortably warm here this evening at Shea Stadium in New York. We have a lot of people here tonight. 3-1 delivery. Outside, walking. Roberta goes to first. That is the second walk issued in this inning by Carlton. Ed Charles is coming up. Charles is hitting 199 for the season. He has two homers and 15 runs batted in. Referred to by the ball players as the grand old man of the New York Mets, 35-year-old Ed Charles. In there for a called strike. Mets are batting in the bottom of the first. Jerry Grody is on deck. This is outside. Throw to first. Svoboda's back safely. Count is 1-1 now to Ed Charles at the plate. The Mets starting an all right-hand batting order against the Cardinal left-hander here tonight at Shea Stadium. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. It's 1-2. Be a 1-2 delivery. Low and away for a ball. It's 2-2. I got a letter this week from an army chaplain in Korea saying that the United States service men there were pulling for and following the fortunes of the New York Mets day by day. Here's a swing and a fly ball to deep right field. Flood's going back into the track. He's way back there and he leaps up. Can't get it. Home run. A home run for Ed Charles. It is third home run of the year over the right field fence, the right center field fence. A two-run homer that scored Svoboda ahead of him. The New York Mets are leading 5-0, and that is all for Steve Carlton. The sign has gone to the bullpen now for Dave Justy. Dave Justy is coming in to do the pitching. Justy is making his 22nd appearance. He has won 3 and lost 7 last time out at Chicago. He worked 3 2/3. He gave up 1 run on 2 hits. But the crowd here at Shea Stadium is in an uproar as the New York Mets have scored 5 runs. In the bottom half of the first, and there's still only 1 man out. As the pitching change is being made, we pause now for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is New York Mets Baseball on WKAJ-FM 102.3, Saratoga Springs, New York.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy at Shea Stadium in New York. Carlton leaves, Justy replaces them. He takes the warm-up pitches. We'll look at the scoreboard this afternoon at Wrigley Field in Chicago. The Cubs defeated Montreal by a score of 6-3. Bill Hand beat Steve Rinko. Crowd of slightly more than 2,000 saw the ball game. The Philadelphia Phillies are in Pittsburgh tonight. The Dodgers are in Cincinnati tonight. The Atlanta Braves are in Houston tonight. The Giants are at San Diego tonight. And in the Western Division, the Atlanta Braves hold a half-game lead over the San Francisco Giants in what is, at this moment at least, a two-team race for the title in the Western Division. The American League, the Yankees are at Boston tonight. Ron Zemkowski against Ken Brett. Baltimore is at Cleveland. The end of 3 innings, first game of a twilight of Washington 5, Detroit 1. Jim Hannon against Denny McClain. McClain is 23-8. He's been relieved by Bob Reed in the fourth inning, so McClain will not get his 24th win in any case. Bernie Allen hit his ninth home in the second with one on. Jerry Grody's up now to lead off, or rather up at bat for the Mets with one away, and Justice pitches inside. Grody has six homers and 40 runs batted in to go to it with a .252 batting average. Al Weiss is out there on deck. Here's a 1-0 pitch. Hit in the air down the right field line, curving over towards the stands. Beta Fenton gives it a run, and it's out of play. The American League, the Minnesota Twins defeated the Kansas City Royals by a score of 2-1. Dick Woodson got the win, and Dick Drago took the loss. Rick Renick hit his fourth homer. The Chicago White Sox defeated the Oakland A's 2-1. Tommy John got the win. He's 9-11. Chuck Dobson took the loss. He's 14-13. Bill Melton hit his 21st homer. Seattle at California later. There's a swing and a drive in the power alley. Left center field, way back. Chris Flood can't get it. One off to the wall. Extra bases for Grody. On his way to second, goes in standing with a double. Jerry Grody leaned on that ball up the power alley in left center. One hop in the warning track to the wall. Played off the wall by Flood. Grody standing at second with a double. Al Weiss, the number eight man in the order, is up. Weiss is playing second base tonight, hitting .225. Two homers and 23 runs batted in. Swing and a miss at strike one. Dave Justy, a right-hander, working in relief of left-hander Steve Carlin. So the Mets now have a lineup of nine right-hand batters against the right-hand pitcher, Dave Justy. Foul back and out of play. It's a two-strike count. Gary Gentry, wearing the jacket, is on deck. Justy sets up, offers two-strike pitch, and it is outside. So it's 1-2. A three-run homer by Don Glendon and a two-run homer by Ed Charles, and the Mets are posted to a 5-0 lead in the bottom of the first. This is a 1-2 pitch, curveball high, and 2-2. Jerry Grody leads off the bag at second now. Still only one man out. Here's a 2-2 pitch inside. It's full of 3-2 now to Al Weiss. The Met fans, of course, are highly hopeful of a Met victory here tonight, inasmuch as it is the last home game of the regular National League season. Here's a payoff pitch. Swung on and hit in the air to left field. Moving over is Lou Brock. He's there. Brock makes the catch. And Grody retreats to second base, and that'll bring up pitcher Gary Gentry. 2 men out. Gentry is 6-for-68. He's hitting .088. The Mets fans, of course, are quick to say that they would be glad to get a championship under any circumstances whatsoever. But giving any sort of a choice, they would much prefer to be here and see the championship clinch than to have it clinch over the weekend in Philadelphia or next week in Chicago. Swing and a miss at strike one. Gentry is the ninth man to come up here in the first inning for the Mets. Jerry Grody is the runner at second. This is a strike one pitch. Swung on and missed. It's strike two. Justy with the delivery. Swung on and missed. He strikes out Gentry to retire the side. But the Mets got five runs on four hits, no errors, and one left. That's the end of an inning. The score is the Mets 5 and the Cardinals nothing. The New York Mets will be playing the Philadelphia Phillies in Philadelphia on Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday afternoon. And then they'll come back here on Monday night to play the New York Yankees in the Mayor's Trophy game for the benefit of Sandlot Baseball in New York on Monday night. Then the New York Mets will be going out to Chicago on Tuesday afternoon, and Wednesday afternoon and Thursday afternoon, October 1st and 2nd, they play the Chicago Cubs in the final two games of the regular season. Now, the championship series, East versus West, in the National League, opens in the West, and that right now would appear to be either San Francisco or Atlanta. And it'll open on Saturday, October 4th, the first two games in the West, and then the next three, if three are necessary, back in the East. It is a best-of-five series, and the winner, of course, goes into the World Series against the American League winner. St. Louis Cardinals will be coming up here now in the top of the second. They'll have Joe Torre to lead off. Torre's a right-hand batter hitting .287. He has 17 home runs and 94 runs batted in. Gentry's pitch is lined to deep center. Easy going back and makes the catch. That ball was busted on the button by Torre, but A.G. went back to haul it down. Hey, the loans are larger at Household Finance. Now borrow up to $1,400 at any HFC office in New York. Remember, larger loans, Household Finance. Tim McCarver, left-hand batting catcher, is up, hitting .263, 7 homers and 51 runs batted in. Met right-handed Gary Gentry deals a fastball low on his ball one. Mike Shannon moves out on deck for the Cardinals. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and hit in the air off the line at third. Ed Charles has a play. He's there. He makes the catch in front of the Cardinal dugout. Two cards out in the second. Mike Shannon's coming up. The Mets are leading 5-0. Shannon is hitting .250. He has 12 homers and 55 runs batted in. There's a swing and a foul ball back and out of play at strike one. Gary Gentry looks to Jerry Grody. Strike one pitch. Foul back and out of play. It goes two strikes now to Mike Shannon. That was a breaking pitch. All of you nice people who've been following the New York Mets on your transistor radios on all of these years and all of these seasons and all of these games, stay close tonight. This could be the one you've been waiting for all that time. Two strikes is the count to Mike Shannon. It's outside for a ball. It's 1-2. Gentry into the motion and the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and popped up to first base. Off the line and foul territory. Clendenin makes the catch. The side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. In the middle of the second inning, the score is the Mets 5 and the Cardinals nothing.
This is Commissioner Neil L. Moylan of the New York State Department of Commerce. The traveler who comes to New York from another state or another country and has a good time will go home and tell his friends about it. He becomes a visit New York State salesman for us in his own state or country. And he'll come back himself. That's nice, but what's the point, you might say?
Well, the point is that travel is a more than $3 billion a year business in New York State. It provides many jobs and brings in a lot of dollars. It's an important part of the state's economy. The traveler who has gone home happy undoubtedly enjoyed our many and varied vacation land attractions. But he also enjoyed the people he met. Assisting a foreign or an American visitor to New York State can be richly enjoyable, can make new friends, and, not incidentally, can make the traveler feel welcome. A welcome visitor will someday be welcomed back. You can help New York State by being a helpful New Yorker.
Bud Harrelson is coming up to lead off for the New York Mets. This is his second time up. He opened this ball game with a single and was on board when Clint Dennon hit his three-run homer. Dave Justy with the pitch, and it's on away for a ball. It's swinging a ground ball. That is fouled on to first, second by Joe Torre. We're awfully pleased that this broadcast is being picked up by the American Forces Network and beamed around the world tonight. Because if this is to be a night of destiny for the New York Mets, we want the whole world to know. And we're delighted to be able to tell them. Here's a pitch now to Harrelson. It's flowing inside off the glove of Tim McCarver. Harrelson, as a switch hitter, has turned around batting left here this time. It's 2-1. Harrelson backs out just as Justy got ready to pump. Joe Torre's playing first base. Julian Javier at second. Dow Maxwell at short and Mike Shannon at third. 2-1 pitch. Fastball inside. 3-1. Lou Broxton left. Kurt Flood in center. Veda Pinson in right. Tim McCarver catching. This is the Cardinals World Series lineup. 3-1 pitch. Inside. It's a walk to Harrelson. That is the first walk issued by Justy. Gives the Mets a base runner with nobody out in the second. The Mets are leading 5-0, and Tommy Agee is coming up. He threw a walk in the first inning, and he was on board when Clint Dennon hit his three-run homer. Justy's pitch is inside low. It's 1-0. Leon Jones has moved out there on deck now. Sal Campisi is getting up to throw in the bullpen now for the Cardinals. Sal Campisi. It's to Agee. Foul back and out of play. It's 1-1. First base. Harrelson's back safely. Swinging a foul ball. It's 1-2 to Agee. We'll be on the air from Philadelphia from Connie Mack Stadium at 7:30 p.m. on Friday night. Bring you the Mets and the Phillies. One 2 pitch, misses outside. It's 2-2. Hey. 2-2 delivery, swung on and missed. Justy strikes out Agee. That brings up Cleon Jones, who has been up one time and struck out. Vic Davalio is throwing in the bullpen for the St. Louis Cardinals also. Vic Davalio is throwing down there along with Sal Campisi. Davalio made a pitching appearance against the New York Mets in St. Louis earlier this year. 2, as a matter of fact. One away, runner at first. Mets leading 5-0 and batting in the bottom of the second inning. Throw over to first, not in time. Harrelson's back safely. Swing a ground ball to short. Big hop to Maxville over to Javier, and no relay. Jones is on at first, having forced Harrison. Two away. That brings up Don Clendenin, who hit a three-run homer his first time up. Jesse's pitch, high for a ball. Two men out. Swinging a foul ball, back and out of play. One and one now to Clendenin. Hitting cleanup in manager Gil Hodges' Met batting order. Low and away. Manager Gil Hodges keeps his pitching coach, Rube Walker, in the dugout with him. He has Coach Eddie Yost at third, Coach Yogi Berra at first, and Coach Joe Pignatano runs the bullpen. 2-1 delivery. Inside, 3-1. Jones takes the lead, 3-1 pitch, and it is high for a walk. Jones goes to second. Clendenin goes to first. Ron Swoboda's coming up. He drew a walk in the first inning and was on base when Ed Charles hit his two-run homer. Dave Justy with a pitch. Swung on and hit in the air. Center field, and first blood is there, and deep center in the warning track makes the catch 400 feet from home plate. So the side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, and two left. The end of two full innings of play. The score is the Mets 5 and the Cardinals nothing. Exciting baseball night here at Chase Stadium in New York. Coming in now for the play-by-play, a fellow who's seen lots of exciting baseball nights and days, Ralph Kiner.
Thank you, Lindsey Nelson. And we move to the top of the third. The Mets lead 5-0. Gary Gentry will be pitching to the second baseman of the Cardinals, Julian Javier. Javier, a right-hand batter, hitting .286 for the year. He has 10 home runs, 42 runs batted in. Gentry with a record of 11-12. This is his second year in professional baseball, his first year in the major league. And the right-hander's first pitch is high for a ball. Gentry has a record of 2-0 lifetime against the Cardinals. And now the 1-0 pitch. Hit out towards center field. Tommy Agee easing over, and he makes the catch. Every out, with the exception of the strikeout of Lou Brock, the first man to face Gentry, has been in the air in this ballgame. Kurt Flood lined out to right. Beta Pinson lined out to right. Joe Torre fired out to center. Tim McCarver fouled out to third. Mike Shannon fouled out to first. And Julian Javier flied out to center. Now the batter is Dow Maxville. And a fastball drives him away from the plate. It's ball one. Al hit him 175. He has two home runs, 32 runs batted in. One of his two home runs was a Grand Slam home run. It was against Montreal. Now a slider back over the outside corner, a called strike. His other home run was off Mets Jim McAndrew. The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, grounded foul. And the count goes up to 1-2. Mets go into this ball game with a paid attendance of $2,120,445, and they have over 50,000 here tonight. Now Gentry at 1-2, and Maxwell swings and fouls it back against the backstop. Count stays 1-2. Mets against the Cards have played 17 games. The Mets have won 11, the Cardinals 6. First time the Mets have ever won a series from the Cardinals. 1-2 pitch, popped up, and again the ball in the air. This time Clendenin by the bag, and Don makes the catch for the out. Two away, and it brings up the batter, Dave Justy. Justy is a good hitting pitcher. He's had 5 hits and 24 times up. Mets are leading 5-0. They got 5 runs in the first, and a 3-run home run by Don Clendenin, and a 2-run home run by Ed Charles, knocking out starting pitcher Steve Carlton. First pitch to Justy, a breaking ball at the knees, a called strike. Carlton came to the ball game leading the National League in earned run average. The 1-strike pitch. Breaking ball back but outside. It's 1-1. Carlton's record 17-10 at the start of the ball game. He's on the minus side of the game. He had 1-2 and lost 2 to the Mets. Now a fastball through at the knees, a called strike. 1-2. Signs go out. Jerry Grody, the catcher for the Mets. And the 1-2 pitch by Gentry. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. And Gentry gets Dave Justy on a fastball. His second strike out of the ball game. He now has pitched to 9 batters, and he's got them all. And the score in the middle of the third. The New York Mets 5. St. Louis Cardinals nothing.
Ski Heil. It may seem early for this greeting, but the weather is turning colder, and skiing will be here before you know it. If you're just starting to ski, or if you'd like to upgrade your skis, check these values. Here at Walton Sports Shop in Saratoga, we're having a preseason clearance sale on last year's models. Here are some of the specific items that have been reduced. Just 5 pairs of metal skis, which were $89.95, have been priced at $60. Only 2 pair of Atomic metal skis are on sale. Normally, $104.95, they've been reduced to $70. A selection of wooden skis ranging from $31.95 to $49.95 are sale priced at $20 to $30. Lace double ski boots, usually $30 to $35 a pair, have been reduced to $15 to $20. Check the preseason savings now at Walton Sports Shop, where sportsmen cater to sportsmen.
For the Mets, W.R.'s standalone Bozo the Clown, who is taking his bows out by home plate. Mets are leading by a score of 5-0, and they're batting in the bottom half of the third. Ed Charles will lead off with the Mets. Ed's 2-run home run gave the Mets their 4th and 5th runs. The first 3 came in a 3-run home run by Don Clendenin, all in the first off Steve Carlton. Ed Charles' home run is 2nd this year. Ed has not played a lot. He has been up only 162 times. And now batting for the first time against Dave Justy, who relieves Steve Carlton. And the first pitch is outside the ball. Charles batting 204 for the year with 17 home runs. He'll be followed by Jerry Grody and Al White. And the right-hander back, and a slider is fouled into the stands to count 1-1. St. Louis Cardinals are battling for third place with the Pittsburgh Pirates. They are tied 12 and a half games out. And a fastball back is swung on and missed. It's 1-2. Both Pittsburgh and St. Louis were eliminated from the pennant race last Sunday. 1-2 pitch. Hit down in the hole, going over is Maxfield. A backhand at the long throw to first base is in time. Charles just out on a fine play by Dal Maxfield, the shortstop of the St. Louis Cardinals. That'll bring up Jerry Grody, who was the first man that Dave Justy faced when he came in the ballgame in relief of Steve Carlton. Jerry greeted Justy with a double on one hop off the left center field fence. Grody, a red-hot batter for the Mets. Now with his average of 254. And the first pitch is fouled into the stand, strike one. One strike count as Jerry Grody waits. And a chopper now hit down to the shortstop, Maxwell. He has a two-hopper to handle. He does. It's sort of first base in time for the out. 2 minutes away, and it brings up Al White. Al fly to left field his first time up. He's batting 224 for the year. The Mets are leading 5-0. 5 runs in the first. Chicago beat Montreal today to keep their hopes alive. They won by a score of 6-3. First pitch is ball one. Winning pitcher was Bill Hands. It was his 19th win. He's lost 14. Pitch down low in the count. 2 balls, no strikes. The loser was an ex-Met, Steve Renko. Steve with a record of 6-7 for the year. No home runs by either club. Now the 2-0 delivery. And it's fouled into the stand. The count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Philadelphia scheduled against Pittsburgh, a night ball game. Starting pitchers, the Dodgers against Cincinnati. Bill Singer for the Dodgers, he'll be going for number 20. He's lost 10. Tony Kloninger going for the Reds, his record 10-17. Cincinnati in third place, 3 games out. The Dodgers are in 4th game, 5.5 games out. Now a high pop up out the right field. Vada Pinson comes in, gets under the ball, and makes the catch, and the side is retired in order. And the score at the end of 3, the New York Mets 5, St. Louis Cardinals nothing.
When you're building or buying a house, you naturally want your heating system to be clean, dependable, safe, and economical. That's why so many builders of quality homes specify oil heat. No competitive fuel heats cleaner than modern oil. Oil burners are expertly engineered, precision-built equipment. You can rely on them no matter how bad the weather, and here's why. Unlike other heating systems, your fuel supply is right at home when you use oil. You don't have to worry about service interruptions. Dawney Oil Corporation, your local Shell Fuel Oil dealer, will be happy to show you how little it costs to install a safe, reliable oil heating system in your home. They'll also explain how little it costs to keep your home comfortable and warm with clean, modern Shell heating oil. Call them today, 885-6224. That's 885-6224 for the Dawney Oil Corporation. Call today, 885-6224.
We're going to the top of the 4th inning. The Mets, 1/3 of the way, leading by a score of 5-0. And the first batter for Gary Gentry will be Lou Brock. Lou was struck out his first time up. He went down swinging at a 3-2 fastball. Brock batting at 298. Brock, a left-hand batter with a very close stance, is being played straight away by the Mets. And Gentry's first pitch, a curveball hit sharply by the second baseman in the right field for base hit. So Gentry, after retiring his first 9 batters, gives up his first hit. Brock staying at first base as the ball is fielded by Ron Swoboda. Now the batter for the Cardinals will be Kurt Flood. Kurt lined out to right field his first time up. Brock now batting at 299. Flood batting 286 for the year. Mets are leading 5-0. And in the ballgame now batting is Vic D'Avelio, playing in place of Kurt Flood. Vic D'Avelio, a left-hand batter. And the first pitch in there for a call strike. D'Avelio is batting .221. He has two home runs and 11 runs batted in. One of the home runs against the Mets. And the next pitch is hit in the air to right field. A high fly ball. Sobota has plenty of time to get to it. Brock halfway. And Sobota makes the catch, and Brock goes back to first. For the best products and service on the road, make Citgo your gas station. It's a nice place to visit. That brings up Veda Pinson, the right fielder. Veda was out in a fine play by Ron Sobota his first time up, batting .256 for the year with 10 home runs and 70 runs batted in. And the first pitch is grounded out towards second base. Handled well by White. He doubles off to the shortstop covering at second. Throw on the first base. A double play. 4-6-3 double play. The Mets with their 140th double play of the year. The side retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on in the score. In the middle of the fourth, the New York Mets 5, the St. Louis Cardinals nothing.
This is Bill Cosby. When I was going to college, I realized that many middle-class and upper-class college students didn't realize what was going on in the poverty area. And so, when it came time to teach children from the poverty area, they couldn't very well communicate with them. You have to learn how to communicate with kids who would probably never make it because they were missing out on a good education. Now, today, college kids know what's happening. Now, if you're one of these college graduates who understands the ball game and wants to change the score, think about joining the Teacher Corps. It's 2 years of tough work in poverty area schools and communities, plus a tuition-free master's degree with $75 a week. Sounds challenging? You better believe it. Write Teacher Corps, Washington, D.C., 20202.
We're going to the bottom half of the fourth, the Mets leading 5-0, and we pause now for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is WKAJ-FM, Saratoga Springs, New York, 102.3 on your FM dial, the home of the New York Mets.
Ralph Kiner, along with Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy from Shea Stadium in Flushing, New York. First batter for the Mets as they lead by 5 is Gary Gentry. Gary was struck out in the first. He was the ninth man to bat in the inning when the Mets scored 5 runs on 2 home runs. The ball hit back to the mound, off of the glove of the pitcher, fielded by Maxwell in back of the pitcher's mound, and the throw to first base is in time for the out. So Gentry becomes the first out in the bottom half of the fourth inning. On the play, Dave Justy gets an assist along with Al Maxwell. That'll bring up Bud Harrelson. Bud has singled and walked in his 2 appearances. Batting .247, he drove in the winning run in last night's victory for the Mets. That's winning the first 2 games of this very big series. Working on the third, the first pitch swung on, strike 1. Harrelson in the series has had 4 hits and 7 times up. And Dave Justy, a right-hander back, and the one strike pitch is swung on and missed. Strike 2. In the Western Division, it's between San Francisco and Atlanta with an outside chance for Cincinnati. Next pitch is low. It's 1-2. Atlanta leads over Frisco by a half game. Cincinnati in third place, 3 games back. Dodgers are 5.5 games back in fourth, and Houston in fifth place, 8.5 out. Next pitch is grounded foul, and the count stays at 1-2. Atlanta beat Houston yesterday, 10-2. Cincinnati dumped the Dodgers a pair, 6-3 and 5-2. And San Diego knocked San Francisco out of the lead by a 5-4 win. Montreal beat Chicago yesterday, but the Cubs have won today, 6-3. Next pitch is ball two, and it's two balls and two strikes. Baltimore and Minnesota will be the opposition in the American League in the playoffs. Ground ball back to the middle. One hand catch by Jesse. A good play of a hard hit ball. And the throw to first base is in time to retire Harrelson. 2 minute away, and it brings up Tommy Agee. Tommy walked and rode a home aboard. The home run by Don Clendenin in the first. That's got three on Clendenin's home run. Added two more on Ed Charles's home run. Tommy struck out his next time up, so he is 0 for 1 in the game. He's batting at 271 for the year. Leads the club in home runs with 26. And the first pitch, a curve over, called strike. The Mets 5, the St. Louis Cardinals nothing, 2 men out, bottom half of the fourth. And the one strike pitch, high for a ball, breaking ball. Leon Jones, the on-deck batter, he's back in the lineup now after being out for quite some time. Next pitch is popped up out into shallow left center field. Vic Cavalillo, the center fielder, coming over to make the call and the catch, and the side is retired in order. So now 7 in a row for Dave Justy. And the score at the end of 4, New York Mets 5, the St. Louis Cardinals nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Harry Von Zell with a message from the Government Educational Foundation.
When you buy a house or a car, you pretty much read every word in your mortgage papers or your order form. Why then, when you have an investment in freedom, don't you study the contract you have with the United States of America? Every American is a contract citizen of the United States. We live under laws which we permit to be passed. We carry on our day-to-day activities under regulations and ordinances approved by our elected officials. But behind all of these statutes is a document many know about, but few have ever really studied, the Constitution of the United States. Here is your opportunity to get this living work without cost or obligation. For your copy of the United States Constitution, write to Law and Order, Box 1627, Washington, D.C., Zip 20013. Law and Order, Washington, D.C., Box 1627, Zip 20013. A public service message from the Government Educational Foundation.
Cardinals, no runs, one hit, no errors. Joe Torre is up to lead off for the Cards in the fifth. Gary Gentry still on the mound for the New York Mets. Torre has been up one time, and he lined hard to center field. Right-hand batter facing a right-hand pitcher. Gentry takes the sign from Jerry Grody, goes into the motion. Here is the pitch, and it's low for a ball. Tim McCarver is on deck. This is the 1-0 delivery. Hit on the ground, back to the box to second base, taken by Weiss and played on to first in time. Al Weiss coming over toward the bag at second, deep to field that ball, hit by Torre and fired on to Clendenin. One away. Tim McCarver's coming up in a fun time and fouled out to third base. McCarver's a left-hand batter. The Philadelphia Phillies scheduled against the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight in Pittsburgh, and that one has been postponed because of rain. Here's Gentry's pitch, and it's in there for a called strike. Mike Shannon is on deck. Let's play McCarver just about straight away. Here is a pitch. Swung on it in the air to short right field. Weiss goes back, and there is Clendenin retreating into foul territory down the line to make the catch. Two away. Mike Shannon will be coming up. The chugging beer is here. Rheingold extra dry and no deposit. Wide mouth chug-em-up. Just pull the ring and enjoy as all that cool, crisp Rheingold flavor comes barreling through. Mike Shannon's been up one time, fouled out to first base. Gary Gentry's pitch in there for a call strike. Starts him out with a popping fastball. Gentry again. Breaking pitch, check swing, ground ball, foul, back at first, taken by Dick Sisler on the coaching line. Two strike count. Dick Sisler. Remember the 1950 season? Sisler for the Philadelphia Phillies.
in the 10th inning in a home run that won a pennant for the Phils, the Whiz Kids of 1950. Two men out, nobody on base. Gannon in and waiting. Here's a two-strike delivery. Foul back and out of play. Off the screen. The count holds at two strikes. Mets are leading here by a score of 5-0. They got all five runs in the bottom half of the first inning. Curve ball, it's lined into right field for a base hit. That's the second hit for the Cardinals off Jeffrey. Swoboda's up with it, plays it back. Destro goes to first base, but Shannon didn't take a turn at all. So he's anchored to the bag at first. A runner there with two men out. Julian Javier, the second baseman, coming up. He's a right-hand batter. Javier's been up one time and he flies to center. Gentry takes the sign from Jerry Grody. Checks the runner. And the pitch is a fastball low. The Mets came into tonight's game, the final home game of the season, with a home record here at Shea Stadium of 51 wins and 30 losses this year. Mets road record is 44 wins and 31 losses. 1-0 delivery, and it is low, 2-0. Dal Maxwell is on deck. Javier up there now is the number 7 man in the Cardinal order. So they get action going in the bullpen. Sal Campisi is up and throwing. Swinging a ground ball to short, charge by Harrelson. He goes over to kick the bag himself. And effects a force play that retires the side. So it is no runs, a hit, no errors, and one left. Middle of the fifth inning. The score is the Mets 5, the Cardinals nothing.
What do you think of when someone mentions Italian food? Spaghetti? Pizza? You'll find them at Mangino's restaurant, and they are good. But you'll find that there's much more in the world of Italian cuisine when you eat at Mangino's. Try lobster fra diavolo, shrimp marinara, or lobster mangino. These are just some of the dishes featured at Mangino's. In addition to their regular menu, Mangino's features weekly specials. They also offer seafood, including lobster tails equal to the best anywhere, plus steaks and chops to satisfy the most discriminating taste. Enjoy supper or lunch today at Mangino's restaurant on the south end of Saratoga Lake. The kitchen also stays open for late suppers. You'll find Mangino's on Route 9P, just 2 miles from Route 9 on the south end of Saratoga Lake.
In the American League, Hondo Frank Howard has hit a home run for the Washington Senators. That's number 47. And so now there is a three-way tie in the American League for the home run leadership. Armin Killebrew of the Minnesota Twins, Reggie Jackson of the Oakland A's, and Frank Howard of the Washington Senators have each hit 47 homers. Howard comes in the seventh inning with nobody on, sends Washington out in front of Detroit by a score of 6-1. Leon Jones up now. He has struck out and grounded into a force play so far. Batting average has dropped down to .345. He leads Pete Rose of the Cincinnati Reds now by a single point in the National League batting race. Playing a ground ball to second. Taken by Javier. He plays the first in time to get Jones. Leon grounds out. That'll bring up Don Glendinnen, who hit a three-run homer in the first inning and walked in the second inning. Case you've joined us along the way, the New York Mets got five runs in the bottom of the first. Harrelson singled and A.G. walked. After Jones struck out, Glendinnen hit a three-run homer. Swoboda walked and Charles hit a two-run homer, and that was all for the starter, Steve Carlton. Dave Jesse came in to relieve him. Here's Jesse's pitch. It's deep to right. That's way back there. It is going, and it is gone for second home run of the night. The Mets are leading 6-0. Home run number 15 for Don Glendening, over the right field wall and into the Mets bullpen. The Cardinals nothing. One man out, nobody on base, and the bottom of the fifth. Ron Svoboda's up. He has walked and fly to center. Here's a swing and a foul ball back and out of play. It's strike one. Just the end of the big motion. Fastball low, and it's one and one now to Ron Svoboda. The 1-1 pitch, low into the dirt. It's 2-1. Here's Charles waiting on deck. New York Mets coming into this game tonight with a magic number of 1, meaning that if the Mets can win, and they're leading 6-0, they win the championship in the Eastern Division of the National League. That's a fastball low, and it's 3-1 now to Ron Svoboda. We have a Shea Stadium tonight that is packed and jammed. There are standees everywhere one chooses to look here tonight. The banner makers are out in full force. There are banners hanging off the deck. All sorts of slogans. Here's a pitch that fouled off and out of play. Don Glendening has hit 11 home runs since coming to the Mets from Montreal, and 6 of the 11 have gone to right field. He was used to aiming at that right field screen during his many years at Pittsburgh at Forbes Field. Here's a payoff pitch, swung on and popped up to the right side. Joe Torre crosses the line into foul territory and makes the catch. So Svoboda has fouled off, two away, and Ed Charles is coming up. He had a two-run homer in the first and grounded out in the third. This pitch is low for a ball. Two men out and nobody on base. Jesse with a pitch, swung on and hit in the center field, and Cavalillo is coming up, but coming across in front of him to make the catch is Beta Vincent. Vincent came across in front of Davalio to haul down the fly ball and retire the side. One run on one hit, no errors and none left. The end of five, full innings of play. The score is the Mets 6, the Cardinals nothing.
A lot of people these days are asking what this country's coming through, what it's all about. Well, it's about a lot of things that we take for granted, like arguing with each other. Some places in the world, you can't argue out loud about politics, for example. In some places, that's a privilege they're fighting for right now. We take a lot of other things for granted, too. Free enterprise. The new opportunities the people demand and get because they demand it. That's what America is all about. And that's why I'm a pilot in the Air Force Reserve. That's why one weekend a month, I fly. So we can stay on top. So nothing will take us by surprise. Just so we can keep on taking this country of ours for granted. If you have Air Force flying experience, contact the nearest Air Force Reserve unit or the Reserve Affairs Officer at the nearest Air Force base for further information and details.
See who follows in the order. Bill White hitting 210 with four runs batted in. Mudcat Grant and Sal Campisi throwing in the bullpen for the Cardinals. Ball is bunted on and missed. Gentry started him off with a breaking pitch, and Bill White moved up and tried to bunt it. Again, Gary Gentry into the motion. Here's the strike one delivery, and it is low. Tonight's baseball quiz on the message board and right. Other than Willie Mays, can you name the last Giant player to win the National League batting title? Other than Willie Mays, can you name the last Giant player to win the National League batting title? The answer will be posted in the bottom half of the inning. Here's a pitch that is high, and it's two balls and a strike, not a Bill White. The Mets hold a 6-0 lead over the Cardinals, and they're batting in the top half of the sixth inning. Here's a pitch high inside, and the count goes 3-1 now to White. Bill White back in and waiting. Here is the delivery. In for a call strike, and it's 3-2 now to Bill White. Here's a payoff pitch, and it's high inside. White draws a walk. It's the first walk issued by Gentry. Jerry Rice is also throwing down the bullpen now for the St. Louis Cardinals as Joe Hague comes up to bat for Dave Justy. Tried Royal Crown Cola lately? It's moving up fast in popularity, catching on all over the country. Get with RC, the comer. There's a huge banner down in right field saying, "We came a long way, baby." White takes his lead at first. Clendenin behind the runner. Here's a pitch hit in the air to right center field. Svoboda moves up and Agee moves up. Svoboda calls and makes the catch. Joe Hague flies out to right. Bill White holds it first, and Lou Brock will be the batter. Brock struck out and singled so far. Brock, a left-hand batter, coming around now to step into the batter's box. Here's a pitch, and it's on away for a ball, 1-0. Gary Gentry sets up. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Outside for a ball, it's 2-0. Gertie walks a few steps out in front of the plate, saying something to Gentry before returning the ball to him. The Mets, 6 runs, 5 hits. Cardinals, no runs, 2 hits. Here's a 2-0 delivery. And it's in there for a call strike to Brock. It's 2-1. This afternoon in Chicago, the Cubs defeated the Montreal Expos by a score of 6-3. 2-1 delivery. Swung on and missed it, 2-2. By winning this afternoon, the Cubs kept alive their mathematical chance of tying for the Eastern Division Championship. But if the Mets win here tonight, it's all over in the Eastern Division. Here's a swing and a foul ball off and out of play. 2-2 the count to Brock. He goes out to do a little groundskeeping. A paper aeroplane has been sailed out of one of the upper decks out onto the field. Grody crumples it up and tosses it aside now. This will be some scene to see here at Shea Stadium if the Mets maintain their lead and win this ballgame. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Swung on. Hit in the air to left field. And Cleon Jones goes way back to the warning track and makes the catch. Halfway, Bill White goes to first, back to first base. Brock St. Jones into the warning track and left. There are two men out. Now Vic Davalio is coming up for his second time. He flies to right in the fourth inning. We have the warm-ups now in Houston for the Atlanta Braves. Pat Jarvis, 11-11. Tom Griffin for the Astros, 11-8. Giants play San Diego on a later start. Atlanta right now leading the Giants by a half game in the Western Division.
In the middle of the first inning, the Dodgers having Cincinnati Reds coming to bat. Bill Singer, 19-10 for the Dodgers. Tony Kloniger for Cincinnati. He has a record of 10-17. Pitches outside to Davalio. Philadelphia and Pittsburgh scheduled tonight at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh and postponed because of rain. This will be a 1-0 delivery. Swung on it in the air to left, and Leon Jones moves over. He's there, and he makes the cut. So the start is out with no runs, no hits, no errors, a walk, and one left. And in the middle of the sixth inning, the score is the Mets 6 and the Cardinals nothing.
Hi, this is Greg Morris of Mission Impossible with an important question for young men. Do you know where you're going? Have you considered the Coast Guard? The United States Coast Guard builds well-rounded men, experts in a variety of fields, men with eyes on the future. At the United States Coast Guard Academy, you'll receive the finest education and military training, a Bachelor of Science degree, and the commission in the United States Coast Guard. If you have the ability to take command, the Coast Guard is interested in you. At the Academy, you can concentrate on engineering, management, or oceanography. Your training and education will encompass every facet of the Coast Guard's humanitarian mission. If you have what it takes, take a career in the Coast Guard. For brochure and application form, write to the Director of Admissions, Coast Guard Academy, New London, Connecticut. That's the Director of Admissions, Coast Guard Academy, New London, Connecticut.
Coming in to do the pitching now is Sal Campisi for the St. Louis Cardinals, and Jerry Devanon is in the ballgame at shortstop. As Justy has been relieved by Sal Campisi, who is making his fifth appearance. Campisi has won one and lost none. He picked up the victory on the 18th of September against the Pittsburgh Pirates when he worked two innings, allowed no runs and no hits. So, Dave Justy, he is out of the ballgame, having worked 4 2/3. He gave up one run, two hits. He struck out two and he walked two. And Campisi is the third pitcher for the Cardinals. The pitcher of record is Steve Carlton, who started. Jerry Grody is up to lead off for the New York Mets. Grody has doubled and grounded out so far. After leading by a score of 6-0, and they're coming up here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Sal Campisi with a pitch that hit on the ground, threw into center field for a base hit by Jerry Grody. His second base into the ball game. Big Davalio up with the ball, returns it, and Grody has a leadoff single for the Mets here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. It is the Mets' sixth base hit in the ball game. Al Weiss is coming up. He flied to left and he flied to right. Rod Caneal, one of the early edition New York Mets, made the trip all the way from Los Angeles to be here for this series. Here's a pitch low for a ball. 1-0. The answer to the baseball quiz on the message board and right. The last player besides Mays to win the National League batting title for the Giants was Bill Terry with a .401 average in 1930. The last player besides Mays to win a National League batting title for the Giants was Bill Terry with a .401 mark in 1930. Swinging a ground ball to third, foul ball. Gloved over there by Mike Shannon. George Weiss, the first president of the New York Mets, who had a great deal to do with putting together this organization, is here at Shea Stadium tonight for this ball game. Off the stretch, here's the pitch, swung on and missed. Jerry Grody's batting average has gone up now to .256. He's on at first with nobody out. Sal Campisi throws over and Grody's back. Gary Gentry wearing the jacket on deck for the Mets. Pitch is outside. It's 2-2. Mets are leading 6-0. Here's a 2-2 delivery. Foul back and out of play. And the count holds at 2 balls and 2 strikes. There are photographers galore here tonight, along with the baseball writers, reporters, media well represented. Here's a 2-2 pitch, hit on the ground, foul back to third. Eddie Yost on the coaching line comes up with it. Eddie Yost never played in the minor leagues at all. Started right off with the Washington Senators, and this is the first time he was ever in a pennant race. Here's a 2-2 pitch. And it's in there for a call, strike three. Campisi gets a strikeout. Gary Gentry is coming up for the Mets. There is action in the Mets bullpen now. Don Cardwell and Nolan Ryan. Cardwell and Ryan for the Mets. Royce and Grant are throwing in the bullpen for the Cardinals. Jody takes his lead at first. Torrey holds against him. Gently bunts and misses. Strike one. Sacrifice on with Bud Harrelson on deck. Now again the pitch. Gently bunts this one up the first baseline out of play. Foul ball. Count has gone to 2 strikes. One is bunted on and missed strike three, so it's another strikeout for Campisi, his second. Two away, Grody holding it first and Harrelson coming up. Switch hitter batting left. Single walked and grounded out. New York Mets started back in 1962 at the Polo Grounds in New York. Here's a pitch high and away for a ball. And during the 8 seasons that they have played, a great many of the young people who were Mets fans in those years have gone into the service. Here's a 1-0 pitch. In for a call strike. And so, we are pleased that this broadcast is being picked up by the American Forces Network and carried around the world. And we hope that those Mets fans in the service are able to hear this one everywhere around the world. Here's a swing and a miss. 1-2 now to Bud Harrelson. There's a festive carnival air here at Shea Stadium tonight with the Mets out in front by a score of 6-0. 1-2 pitch. It's high. 2-2. Tommy Agee is the next batter in the Met order. 2-2 delivery. Foul off. Into the Cardinal dugout. Not a play. It tossed right back out again. Red Shane is the manager of the Cardinals, I think it was, who came up with it and tossed it right back out. This will be a 2-2 delivery. Hit in the air out back of second, and chasing out is Savannah, the shortstop, and he drops the ball. Jody goes to third, and Harrelson goes to second. Jerry Devano, the shortstop, went out and trying to take it over his shoulder. Going away, he dropped the ball. The Mets have runners at second and third on Devano's error. We pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is New York Mets Baseball on WKAJ-FM 102.3, Saratoga Springs, New York.
Bob Murphy and Ralph Tanner at Shea Stadium. A two-base error for Jerry Devanon gives the Mets runners at second and third. Agee is up with two men out. And Campisi pitches low for a ball. The Mets Mets are leading by a score of 6-0, but the Met fans want more. They've begun a chant of "Let's go, Mets." Now the pitch swung on and missed. It's 1-1. Leon Jones moves up to the on-deck circle. Jerry Godey is the runner at third, and Bud Harrelson is at second. Swing and a miss. Strike two now to Agee. Agee walked in the first inning, was on board from Clendenin, and hit his three-round homer. Since then, Agee has struck out and flied to center. One-two pitch. Hit on the ground, back to the mound, taken by Sal Campisi, played to Joe Torre. The side is out. So in the bottom of the sixth, the Mets go with no runs, a hit, an error, and two left. The end of six full innings of play. The score is the Mets 6, the Cardinals nothing.
Very interesting, but the pay is lousy.
This is Artie Johnson for Vista. I meant what I said. The pay is lousy. Vista volunteers only get $50 a month for the year they sign up, but they get an awful lot in satisfaction. The satisfaction of knowing that they've made life a little bit better for somebody who's had it pretty bad most of the time. Vista volunteers, volunteers in service to America, spend a year where the real poverty is, in the big city slums, in migrant worker camps. They teach. They help get cooperation from red tape-ridden agencies. They do whatever they can to make life a little bit better. It's one of the few programs in the land of plenty that's designed to help the plenty who have nothing. It's not a job. It's a dedication. If you think you might have the guts to try, write Vista, V-I-S-T-A, Box A, Washington, D.C. Now that's what I call very interesting.
Fenston leading off against Gary Gentry in the top of the seventh inning, and he takes the pitch outside, ball one. It will be Veda Penson, Joe Torre, and Tim McCarver for the Cardinals against the lean right-hander from Arizona, Gary Gentry. Fastball inside. New York, 6 runs on 6 hits, no errors. St. Louis, no runs, 2 hits and 1 error. 3 home runs have accounted for all 6 of the New York runs. Now a letter high fastball, a strike, 2-1. At the opening inning, Don Clendenin hit a tremendous 3-run homer over the center field fence. And Ed Charles, a 2-run homer over the right center field fence. Hagarian missing outside and low. We have a standing room only crowd at Shea on this final night of the regular season home. Now the 2-1 delivery. Fouled back upstairs. And the roar that is going to come out of this stadium on the final out, if the Mets are still in front, is going to be something to hear. After 7 agonizing years and many frustrations, the Mets fans, the best and most loyal baseball fans we have found in this land, are really going to have something to cheer about. This has truly been an amazing year for the New York Mets. Foul ball down the first baseline. Last year, they finished 9th, but they were a vastly improved ball club. They were only 1 game from 10th. Johnny Bench has hit a 3-run homer in the first inning at Cincinnati. The Reds scored 4 runs off Bill Singer to lead the Dodgers 4-0 at the end of 1. Drive going foul, hit deep down the line by Veda Penson. It was 1 year ago today that Mets manager Gil Hodges suffered a heart attack in Atlanta, Georgia. Obviously, completely recovered. And I think just as obviously, without question, the manager of the year in baseball. And a swing and a miss. Penson fooled by a high hard one, goes down swinging. The Mets did not get away to a fast start this year. In the month of May, they had 3 of their 5 starting pitchers out of the rotation due to injuries. Jerry Kuzman, Nolan Ryan, and Jim McAndrew were all sidelined. And late in May, the last 2 days of the month, the Mets were 5 games under .500. Inside and high, it's ball one. They had reached .500 in Atlanta at 18-18. But immediately went into a 5-game losing streak. The fifth loss was the first game of the homestand in a series with San Diego. That was in early June, June 4th. Inside and high. Joe Torre is the batter. He has lined to center and bounced out, nothing for two. But on the second game of that homestand, they beat San Diego and launched an 11-game winning streak. The 2-0 delivery, right in there for a call strike. So, from 5 games under .500 in late May, the Mets at this moment are 34 games over .500. It is popped up by Joe Torre. Ed Charles, the third baseman, standing near the bag, is under it. And the glider has it, two down. So, two casts aside by Gary Gentry here in the seventh inning. It brings up Tim McCarver. The Cardinals' talented backstop has fouled a third and fouled out to first, nothing for two. In the Astrodome tonight, the Atlanta Braves will call on Pat Jarvis, and Houston will pitch Tom Griffin. Over the inside corner, strike one call. Tom Griffin of Houston and Gary Gentry of the Mets, the two top rookie pitchers in the league this year. Interestingly enough, both are trying for their 12th win tonight. Ground ball hit hard, but right at Al Weiss. He has it. Throws to Clendenin, and the side is up. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. Now, seventh inning stretch time for the huge crowd at Shea Stadium. At the end of 6.5 innings, the New York Mets 6 and the St. Louis Cardinals nothing. Well, this is the final home game of the regular season. The Mets will be at Shea Stadium next Monday night playing the benefit game with the New York Yankees, the Mayor's Trophy game. Mets will be trying for their third straight trophy victory. Remember, every penny of the proceeds goes to help the Mayor's Sandlot Baseball Program. Regular season prices prevail. Box seats are $3.50 and reserve seats cost $2.50. The last chance during the regular season to catch the Mets in action here at beautiful Shea Stadium. So we hope you'll be on hand. You'll enjoy it. It's a fun night. A festive night. And also, the money you spend to come to the stadium will help the Mayor's Sandlot program. Half of the seventh inning. Leon Jones will be leading off for the New York Mets. Leon returning to the lineup tonight. He has missed 18 of the last 23 ball games due to a rib injury. And the Mets are delighted to get him back in action. He'll have a week now to get sharp again before going into the playoffs. Marvelous Mets fan who has all the flash cards holds up one now as Leon steps in to hit and says, "Do your thing." Now the pitch by Sal Campisi of the Cardinals is inside to Cleon. Cleon 0 for 3 tonight. He's bound to be a little rusty after the layoff. So he's lost 2 points on his batting average. He's .344 and tied at the moment with Pete Rose. Fouled. Going out of play. He might well be behind it because the Reds got 4 runs in the first inning, indicating Pete Rose probably had a base hit. The Atlanta Braves are out without scoring in the first at Houston. Now a swing and a miss by Cleon. 1-2. Nobody on, nobody out here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. The National League playoffs will be launched on Saturday, October the 4th. And it's on the inside corner, strike three call. For Sal Campisi, his third strikeout. And it brings up the batting star of the night, Don Glendonis.
Don has put on a fabulous show. Now Ball back into the screen. Clendenin hit a three-run homer in the first inning. And then he homered again his last time up into the Mets bullpen in right field. His 14th and 15th home runs of the year. One ball, one strike to Clendenin with Ron Swoboda on deck. Campisi out of his windup. The pitch by the big right-hander is inside. 2-1. No game tomorrow. The Mets will be in Philadelphia Friday night. And a pop-up down the right field line that may go into the crowd, giving chase Joe Torre, but it's out of play. Seems only fitting that the dean of the National League umpires, and what a great umpire he is, Al Bartlett, is working behind the plate in this big ball game. Fouled down the first baseline. Al Bartlett has been around the major leagues for 30 campaigns. You talk with the ball players around the National League, and they all say that he has no equal as a ball and strike umpire. 2-2 delivery, grounder hammered to short, big hop, easily handled by Jerry Devanen. And the peg to Joe Torre, two down. So two outs and nobody on, Ron Swoboda coming up. Mets moving ever so close now to the realization of the impossible dream. Last winter, the Mets were 100-1 underdogs. High drive, deep to center by Swoboda. Way back, goes Vic Davalio, and on the warning track, he takes it for the out. That ball again was hit 400 feet, the second time Swoboda has done it, only to have the ball caught right in front of the fence. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. And at the end of seven, the New York Mets 6, and the St. Louis Cardinals nothing.
You could hunt all season, fellows, and never bag values like those awaiting you at Walton Sport Shop on Lake Avenue. When it's hunting supplies you're seeking, draw a bead on the most complete selection in town. Walton's is synonymous with the very finest in hunting equipment. Guns in all calibers and gauges, ammunition and reloading supplies are all available. Then, to make those long hours in the field more comfortable, you'll find the best in hunting vests and pants at Walton's. Quality products at reasonable prices. If you need a scope mounted on your rifle, this service is also available at Walton's. Walton's Sport Shop can supply all your hunting needs. Make it an enjoyable and successful season with hunting supplies of quality, always priced reasonably at Walton's Sport Shop on Lake Avenue in Saratoga Springs.
Now here at Shea Stadium, as we go to the eighth inning, Gary Gentry is working on a two-hit shutout. And Mike Shannon, the Cardinal third baseman, leads off. Shannon has one of the two hits off Gary Gentry, a single to the opposite field his last time up. Many youngsters parading the aisles with their banners. Slow curve, call strike one. Gentry's command has been marvelous. He has walked only one man. Now Gentry out of his windup. Here's the pitch on the way. A swing and a miss by Mike Shannon. And the count is strike two. Julian Javier is on deck, and then Jerry Devan on the shortstop. New York, 6 runs, 6 hits. The Redbirds, no runs, 2 hits. Foul ball just over our broadcasting booth and out of play. When the game is over, we will have our microphones in the Mets clubhouse. Ralph Kiner will leave early and be downstairs when the club comes in. Here's the two-strike delivery. Popped up down the right field line. Might be hard to reach. Glendinnen goes down the line. Down the line. Over comes Weiss. Head-headed catch by Weiss. The man with a miracle glove, Al Weiss. From his second base position, far down the right field line. And as he reached the line, he lunged and caught it with one hand. Julian Javier has lined out to center and bounced into a force play, nothing for two. Been a good year for Javier. He's hitting at 285. Now the pitch by Gary Gentry, a high fly hit deep to left center. A.G. going back to the fence. He's got it. Sparkler by Tommy Agee. He reached over his head with one hand after a long run and took it right off the wall, 396 feet up. Now, Jerry Devanon, the shortstop, is scheduled up. It's going to be Ted Simmons batting for him. I beg your pardon, Simmons comes out on deck, and Jerry Devanon is going to hit. Devanon, the shortstop, started the year with San Diego, came to the Cardinals in the middle of the summer in a trade. Now the pitch by Gentry, curve outside, it's ball one. Beautiful catch by Tommy Agee. He had to go a long way, all the way to the fence in deep left center. And the pitch to Devanon is under the knees, 2-0. This was Devanon's first time up at the ballgame. Now Gentry winds and deals. And he misses the outside corner. The count goes ball three, 3-0. The Mets trying to clinch the Eastern Division crown. The man from La Mancha should watch this game. It's the impossible dream. And the pitch is high, ball four. Devanon goes to first. And that for Gary Gentry is only his second walk. Now Ted Simmons, a very promising youngster in the Cardinal organization, is coming up as a pinch hitter. Simmons is a catcher, and he's a left-hand hitter. He has had two big years in the minor leagues in a row. Cardinals brought him up just recently when the minor league campaign ended. We will have a new pitcher for St. Louis in the last of the eighth. Chuck Taylor and Mudcat Grant are both working in the St. Louis bullpen. Fastball over, strike one call. Ted Simmons is batting for the Cardinal pitcher, Sal Campisi. Gentry's delivery, a curve swung on it, missed, strike two. This is the eighth inning. Now the pitch on the way, at a slow ground ball, it's foul off the foot of the batter. Well, we have another marvelous crowd here at Shea, the paid crowd tonight, 54,928. A total crowd of 56,587. Now this is the final home game for the New York Mets, and what a fabulous year it has been. They have drawn 2,175,373. Now Gentry up in pitching position, delivers, curve a little high, one ball and two strikes. Their last two homestands, not counting this one, the Mets won 17 of 19 home games. They won 51 and lost only 30 at Shea Stadium. And he struck him out. High hard one by Gary Gentry. His fourth strikeout and the side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. Now, at the end of 7 1/2 innings, it's the New York Mets 6 and the St. Louis Cardinals nothing.
you're building or buying a house, you naturally want your heating system to be clean, dependable, safe, and economical. That's why so many builders of quality homes specify oil heat. No competitive fuel heats cleaner than modern oil. Oil burners are expertly engineered, precision-built equipment. You can rely on them no matter how bad the weather, and here's why. Unlike other heating systems, your fuel supply is right at home when you use oil. You don't have to worry about service interruptions. Dawney Oil Corporation, your local Shell Fuel Oil dealer, will be happy to show you how little it costs to install a safe, reliable oil heating system in your home. They'll also explain how little it costs to keep your home comfortable and warm with clean, modern Shell heating oil. Call them today, 885-6224. That's 885-6224 for the Dawney Oil Corporation. Call today, 885-6224.
Pitcher for St. Louis, veteran right-hander Jim Mudcat Grant. For Mudcat, his 39th game this year, he has won 8 and lost 11. Mudcat was traded to St. Louis back on the 3rd of June for right-hander Gary Wisniewski. He has done well since coming to St. Louis. He was 1-6 at Montreal. So he's 7-5 with the Cardinals. Sal Campisi, in two innings, allowed no runs, one hit. He walked none and struck out three. Now the last half of the eighth inning, 6-0 New York. Well, no one will ever be able to say that the Mets didn't earn it every inch of the way. In the month of September, coming down the stretch, the New York Mets of Gil Hodges have won 19 and lost only 7. If they win this one, it will be 20-7 in September. They've won 17 of their last 21 ball games. And remember, on the 13th of August, they were trailing the Chicago Cubs by 9.5 games. Hit Charles the batter, and he fouls it back over the screen. The Gliner had a big hand in the game tonight with a two-run homer in the first inning. Now leading Chicago by 6, it has been quite a story. Actually, the Mets have made up 15.5 games on the Chicago Cubs since the 13th of August. To do it, they've won 33 out of 43. Ground ball hit toward the hole. Base hit for Ed Jones. Glider has his second hit of the ball game. A two-run homer in the first, and now a single in the eighth inning. Jerry Grody is the batter, and Jerry has 2-for-3. Well, this crowd has had a great time this evening. We've had one huge crowd after another all season long in the amazing story written by the New York Mets. A team that finished one game from 10th place a year ago. Fouled back upstairs. And here they are tonight trying to clinch the championship by winning their 96th game of the year. Ed Charles on first base, nobody out. Mudcat Grant delivers, and it's off the outside corner, one ball and one strike. Red Sandinista has employed four pitchers, starting Steve Carlton. He was knocked out in the first on a three-run homer by Glendinning and a two-run homer by Charles. Foul ball back. Dave Justy came on to pitch very well in relief, going 4 2/3. He allowed just one run. Sal Campisi then pitched two scoreless innings in relief. Ground ball, bounce towards shortstop. Devannon comes up with it. Nice pickup. Throws to first in time for the out. That was a slick fielding play by Jerry Devannon. He had to come in full speed, and he had to come up with that short hop. Ed Charles moves to second, and now the hitter is Al Weiss. Al has flied out twice and been struck out, nothing for three. Oh.
Ground ball hit down to third. Shannon will hold the runner. Now he throws to Torrey. Two down. It brings up Gary Gentry, who has a two-hit shutout going. Gentry is getting a standing ovation. What a thrill this is for the slender young right-hander who has been in professional baseball only 2 years. Last year, he pitched in the International League right out of college, out of Arizona State. And now this year, he's trying for his 12th win in his rookie season. Swing and a miss, strike one. We will have our microphones for all the coverage of the playoffs. It is fouled off. Playoffs will open in the Western City on Saturday, October 4th. First two games are played in the West, the next three at Shea Stadium. Best three of five. Now the pitch by Mudgett, and it's over. Strike three call. Will be going to the ninth. In the eighth inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. Ladies and gentlemen, at the end of the eight at Shea Stadium, it is the New York Mets 6 and the St. Louis Cardinals nothing.
Having a problem in deciding where to take your group in its next outing? If so, let the Mets Group Sales Department solve it for you. This department is manned by experts in handling both men's and women's groups. These same specialists encourage community and civic organizations, social and fraternal clubs, youth, family, and athletic groups to take in a Mets ball game and enjoy a day at Shea. In addition to providing group ticket sales for a ball game, our representatives will be happy to furnish you with all the details of the beautiful restaurants at Shea Stadium, which are available for parties, large or small, up to 700 persons. For groups of 100 or more, recognition will be given to your organization on the changeable message scoreboard here at Shea. Residents of Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York can easily obtain additional information simply by writing to Group Sales Manager, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York, 11368. Or if you like, telephone 212-672-3000. The representative handling your area will be more than happy to personally speak before your men's or women's group, large or small, and explain all the details. Call or write today.
But first, we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
You're listening to New York Mets Baseball from WKAJ-FM 102.3 on your FM dial in Saratoga Springs, New York.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner. The top of the ninth inning, New York leading St. Louis 6-0. Lou Brock will lead off against Gary Gentry. The crowd is standing, waving and cheering. The Mets are 3 outs away from a divisional crown. Foul back to the screen, strike one. This is the moment that Mets fans have waited for. Ed Charles in close at third against Lou Brock. Brock has one of the two hits given up by Gary Gentry, who has turned in an absolutely magnificent performance with the pressure on. Now the lean right-hander winds and pitches. Call strike from the outside corner. It is two strikes. And the standing room crowd will be roaring with each delivery. Vic D'Avelio will be hitting next, and then Veda Pinson. 1, 2, and 3 in the Cardinal batting order. Now Gentry delivers. Inside, one ball and two strikes to Lou Brock. The bullpens are quiet. The Mets jolted the Cardinals, scoring 5 runs in the first inning on long homers by Clendenin and Charles. Inside and low, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fans are standing in the aisles and standing on the seats. Now Grody setting up the target, the 2-2 delivery. Ground ball hit toward the middle. Harrelson racing. He grabs it. He throws. Missed there. It's over the head of Clendenin. A base hit for Lou Brock. What an effort on the part of Buddy Harrelson as Brock bounced one right up the middle.
Somehow Harrelson managed to get to it behind second, but the off-balance throw sailed over Glendon and fifth. That will go as a base hit, the third of the ball game for St. Louis. Now the hitter is Vic Davalio. Davalio has flied to right and flied to left after replacing Kurt Flood. Not a soul is leaving the stadium. Everybody just jamming the aisles and standing right by the exits. Now the glider comes over from third to have a word with his young pitcher. This has to be a huge moment in the life of Ed Charles. He is known as about as much hard times as anybody. Ground ball hit toward the middle. Harrelson can't get it. It's a base hit to center for Davalio. And the Cardinals are slowing things up on back-to-back base hits by Brock and Davalio. Now the number three hitter, Veda Penson, the right fielder. Gentry had given up only two hits over the first eight innings. The Cardinals now have collected back-to-back hits in the top of the ninth. Weather-wise, a perfect night for the big one. Crowd comfortably standing and waiting. Fingers crossed. Gentry takes his sign from Grody. Now the pitch. And a grounder hit foul down the first baseline. Good play by the ball boy. Joe Torre is the on-deck batter, and then Tim McCarver. The Mets have beaten the Cardinals in the season series for the first time in their eight-year history. They are trying to get their 12th win from St. Louis. And a curve swung on and missed strike two. Penson tried to check his swing, but he had gone too far. This has been a year of so many firsts for Gil Hodges' Mets. Won their first season series ever from the Giants and from the Cardinals. Two-strike delivery, check swing, and a foul back into the screen. The Atlanta Braves and San Francisco Giants fighting for the top spot in the Western Division. Against those two clubs in the regular season, the Mets had identical records. They won eight and lost four against the Giants, and they were 8-4 with Atlanta. Cincinnati still in contention in the Western Division. The Mets and the Reds split even, each team winning six. Now Gentry up in pitching position. And the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He's struck him out. The Mets are two outs away. Strikeout number five for Gary Gentry. Now the hitter is Joe Torre. The infield set a double play depth. Torre, the cleanup batter, has lined out, bounced out, and popped up nothing for three. Al Weiss skated toward the middle of the diamond. And the pitch on the way. Low and outside, it's ball one. The crowd chanting, we're number one. The Mets made up 15 and a half games since the 13th of August. And the pitch drawn, fouled into the air, back toward the crowd. It's one ball and one strike to Joe Torre. Jim McCarver is the on-deck hitter. Mets have the infield hoping for a chance to make a double play that would end it. Tommy Agee just astride to left center. Now the ball boy brings out some balls for umpire Al Barley. Lou Brock is on second. And Vic Davalio is the runner on first with one man out. Ninth inning, 6-0 New York and the pitch. Ground ball foul down the third base line. He went after a curve by Gary Gentry. Now stay with us. We'll be going to the clubhouse the minute the game is over. Ralph Kiner is on hand and ready to talk with the players as they come in. Grody calmly signs for the next delivery. Pitching 1-2. Low and outside, it's 2-2 on Joe Torre. Twice this year, Gary Gentry hurled nine innings of shutout ball without getting a credit for a victory.
the 2-2 delivery, and a grounder, a pulled foul, no play. Gentry has two shutouts to his credit, and on two other occasions, he went nine without giving up a run. Then the final was turned over as the game went into extra innings. It's 2-2 on Joe Torre with one out in the ninth. The pitch by Gentry is fouled out of play behind the third base dugout to the crowd. Everybody right on the edge of their seats. I bet Cleon Jones sets a track record getting to that dugout from left field where that final out is made. Gentry working hard here against Joe Torre. Now in the set position, here's the pitch. Ground ball hit the shortstop. Harrelson to White. There's one. First base for the play. The Mets win. It's all over. On the field. Fans are pouring out of the field. The ball players trying to get to the dugout. A 6-4-3 double play, and it's all over. Congratulations to Gil Hodges, the coaches and the ball players. What a year. It's hard to believe. The Mets are on their way into the clubhouse. Final score. The New York Mets 6 and the St. Louis Cardinals 7. They knocked Steve Carlton out in the first inning. Don Clendenin hit a three-run homer. Ed Charles hit a two-run homer. Later in the game, Clendenin hit another home run. And Gary Gentry, the rookie right-hander from Phoenix, Arizona, pitched a marvelous four-hit shutout. Thousands and thousands of fans are out on the playing field. Banners are being paraded. Are in the clubhouse, and in just a very few moments we'll be joining Ralph Kiner as he picks up the comments from a player. It's almost too much to believe. Imagine finishing ninth a year ago, one game out of 10, although it was a vastly improved club. Gil Hodges, who a year ago today suffered a heart attack in Atlanta, Georgia, fighting back from a heart attack to take his ball club in his second year and mold a championship team. Well, we'll be back with the locker room show now in just one moment.
What do you think of when someone mentions Italian food? Spaghetti? Pizza? You'll find them at Mangino's restaurant, and they are good. But you'll find that there's much more in the world of Italian cuisine when you eat at Mangino's. Try lobster fra diavolo, shrimp marinara, or lobster mangino. These are just some of the dishes featured at Mangino's. In addition to their regular menu, Mangino's features weekly specials. They also offer seafood, including lobster tails equal to the best anywhere, plus steaks and chops to satisfy the most discriminating taste. Enjoy supper or lunch today at Mangino's restaurant on the south end of Saratoga Lake. The kitchen also stays open for late suppers. You'll find Mangino's on Route 9P, just 2 miles from Route 9 on the south end of Saratoga Lake.
Thousands of Mets fans are out on the field, all shouting, "We're number one, we're number one." You have to see this scene to believe it. All the happiness comes pouring out. For the first 6 years of their life, the Mets were laughed at, kicked around. They were the ball club that was the big joke. They never believed in themselves. They knew they were going to be a ball club. George Weiss, the first president of the Mets, had put together a good organization. The scouts, the best he could get his hands on, turned out to be exactly that, the very best. They started signing great young pitchers. It took a short time to develop them in the farm system. It took the guiding hand of a Gil Hodges to put it all together. And now this is the climax. A scene that Mets fans, I'm sure, since that first day 8 years ago, have longed for. While we're in the clubhouse, let's go get Ralph Kiner.
Thank you very much, Ralph. And actually, that champagne felt very, very good. It's cold, but beautiful, really.
Well, everything's got to feel good now. And, of course, you won many pennants while you were a player. And this is your first as a manager. Which was the bigger thrill?
Well, I don't know. Of course, they're all thrills, Ralph. I think I would have to say this was the biggest thrill of all of them because of the way these boys have been coming on and held lightly regarded at the opening of the season and then starting to hit their way around the last part of May and coming on and doing a job. It was just great. And I think this has to be my biggest thrill.
Well, you had them all the way, I guess, when you look back. And again, congratulations.
Thanks, Ralph. Really great.
Bill Hodges, the manager of the New York Mets, right here, the winning pitcher, 22 years of age. He's only played 2 years of professional baseball. And, Gary, it was quite an assignment, and you did a fantastic job.
It was unbelievable, Ralph. I couldn't tell you how excited I was before the game, maybe even nervous, but boy, it helps to be that way sometimes.
That first strikeout must have been a big one for you when you strike out the leadoff batter.
First one was big, but I didn't calm down until this man beside you came up and hit that ball out of sight. I couldn't believe it.
Gary Gentry, we figured that if you won this ball game, you might even give us a smile.
Oh, I might smile all day long and all night, too.
The winning pitcher, Gary Gentry. Right here, the two fellas that did it with the bat, Don Clendenin, whose three-run home run got the Mets out in front 3-0, and Ed Charles here, who came back of him and had a two-run home run. And Don, I know that this has got to be something for you coming over from Montreal.
It really is. You know, I've always liked New York, and I never thought I'd be a part of this, and I'm just sitting with Ed, and I'm the leader of everything.
What'd you think when you hit that curveball? Do you think it was going to go out over the center field fence?
Well, I knew I got it all, and I didn't think any ballpark in the world would hold that one.
You knew it was gone.
I knew it was gone.
Well, congratulations, Don.
Thank you very much.
Ed Charles here, the daddy of them all, and here's a fellow who has been a big part of the Mets and certainly one of the great leaders. And Ed, I know this has got to be it. This is your first shot.
Wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful feeling. Oh, mercy! It's a beautiful feeling. This is the climax of my 18 years in this game, Ralph. Believe me, this is the most happiest moment of my life. Believe me.
It's a wonderful way to finish off a career. I don't want to say you're through, but I know that this has got to be your highlight. And Ed, congratulations on everything.
Thank you, Ralph.
Ed Charles, who had the two-run home run right here, Mr. Payson. I know you'd like to say something for Joan, too, I guess.
Hello, this is Mr. Payson. My greatest tragedy is my wife isn't here to see this extraordinary result of the great team that she's got.
I'm sure that you'll see a replay of this and get the same thrill. Right here we have Mr. Herbie Walker and Herbie Aaron.
Oh, boy, how are you? Great. Just the greatest season. Yeah.
Congratulations.
I hope to live to see this day, and here we are.
Well, you got it, boy.
Now, you're fine.
Nice going, Herbie.
Congratulations.
You bet. Right over here, Jerry Grody had a tremendous finish. And right here, Jerry, congratulations on a sensational year.
Thank you very much, Ralph. It's great to be here tonight, believe me.
You know, that champagne in your eyes doesn't quite go.
Yeah, it's much better than it thought, believe me.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
Right here, the little mighty Mike.
Yeah.
Bud Harrelson, and Bud won the ball game last night to set it up for tonight. And again, Bud had another fine night. Nice going, Bud.
Thank you, Ralph.
Nice to be here. Well, we got everything going down here in the clubhouse. I got to work here. Who's next? We got to have somebody else. Where's Tom Seaver? Cleon Jones, right here. Cleon, who had a great year for the Mets and got back in the action here tonight. Cleon, it was nice to see you part of the win.
Well, Ralph, it was glad to be back in there tonight. The guys came through and did them all this stuff. I just wanted to be in there to be a part of the thing. I knew he was going to pick it tonight, and I just wanted to be in there to be a part of it. And the guys was marvelous. Been that way all year.
Started with the Mets. Do you ever think this could happen this soon?
Well, Ralph, when I first started, I didn't think we would ever make it, you know. But the last couple of years, we got a great minor league system and a great young pitching. I knew we would do it sometime in the future, but I never thought it would come at this phase of the game. Boy, it's beautiful. Guys like AT&T.
Your buddy here did a lot right here. He had a sensational year. Tommy,
I do all the talking.
Hey, we told him if he didn't get back in tonight, we weren't going to give him the champagne. So you see, he got back in.
Yeah, that's why, yeah.
Well, you got him back in just in time, Tommy.
I haven't talked with him yet. I pulled out my champagne off.
That really is great. Congratulations, though, Tom. You had a great year. Your comeback of the year certainly has been the big edge for the Mets. They came from I don't know where to work.
Thank you, Ralph.
but this is not the end right here. We're going to go all the way to the playoffs and hopefully the World Series.
Well, I hope you do, and good luck to you all.
Thank you very much.
Right in here, here's the guy that causes all the trouble, Tom Seaver, and Tosh put it all. He's having a great year.
Rob is great. It's a third of what we want. We hope we get the rest of it. That's all.
Well, I think you guys have got a tremendous spirit. You were the leader of it all when you got them all thinking you could win and go on and go right to the top.
I hope so. We got the greatest bunch of guys you've ever seen, and we're just a bunch of young kids that love to play this game. It's terrific.
You guys never have any fun. Right over here, we got Jerry Guzman, and Jerry, the big, strong left-hander, and I think he turned the whole season into success when he won that first game after the Mets had lost 3 to Pittsburgh. And Jerry, that was a great effort and got the back in a 5-game winning streak.
Well, it certainly did help, but I think everything started long before that. We got an 11-game winning streak, and everybody's playing great ball ever since then.
Now, this can't say Burns. Can't say Burns, right? There's no doubt. Over here, a fellow who had to dodge the sun for the last week or so, but he came through with a cannon and he got the light up.
Hey, Ralph, I just want to say hello to my hitting instructor and counselor, John Neely, who's watching.
We couldn't have done it without him, could we?
No, they're the greatest in the world. All our friends on our first half.
Ken Boswell,
who came on with a great charge in the last half of the season, and Ken, you finished so strong that you really picked up the slack when Cleon couldn't play because of the injury.
Well, Robert, you just like to get hot when it counts, I guess, and I was just lucky. I'm glad for the whole team. I'll tell you what, I'm glad we won it here in New York. I think they deserve it more than we do, almost.
Well, I'm certainly sure the fans are appreciative of the whole effort, and they certainly showed it out there tonight.
I'll tell you what, you couldn't see a happier clubhouse in this era, I don't believe. I don't think we'll be able to top it.
It's like I told Tom Seaver, you guys just don't have any fun.
Well, this is, I'll tell you what, we've been holding it back, really, just for this night, and we're just ready to hang out tonight.
Well,
Keep laughs open, Killer, because we'll be there after a while.
Dan Boswell with Art Chamsky, and along here, I don't know what to say. Who else have we got around? Come on in.
Nolan Ryan.
In here. Right here, Nolan Ryan, and look out, this whole thing's going to collapse right here.
You had a great year when you got out of the service and came back, and I know you're glad to be a part of it, and it's certainly a great thrill to have you with the ball club.
Well, yes, it is, Ralph. It was a short year for me, but at what point I was in, I really enjoyed it.
I know at the beginning of the year, it looked like you might be playing for Atlanta, and we might have Joe Torre, and here you are. You're on the winner.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you here. Real Barker, your pitching staff certainly pretty strong.
Great job.
It's been great all year.
You've got to be a very proud man.
I'm very proud. I've never been proud in my life.
I tell you, this was some kind of a night.
It's been quite a night. It's been quite a year for us.
You've been hearing from the members of the New York Mets, the coaching staff, and manager Gil Hodges from the happiest clubhouse in America. Now, we'll be back with the recap of the game in just 1 minute. Now, here's a word from Rangel.
Because all summer long you'll be drinking beer outdoors, Rheingold invented the Chug-a-Mug, the bottle that's really a beer mug, the perfect way to enjoy Rheingold outdoors. Just pull the ring and you've got an opening twice as wide as a regular bottle, an opening that lets that great extra dry Rheingold flavor come barreling through. Chug-a-Mug no deposit six packs are available right now. Rheingold's Chug-a-Mug. The great beer bottle for the great outdoors. And of course, keep the great outdoors beautiful. Put litter in its place. Rheingold 10-minute head. Haven't you timed it yet? Rheingold Breweries, New York and Orange, New Jersey.
Well, here's the Lions score on the happiest night in Mets baseball history. The New York Mets, 6 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. 2 home runs by Don Clendenin, and he drove 4 runs in, a 2-run homer by the glider, Ed Charles. St. Louis, no runs, 4 hits, and 1 error, 4 left. Gary Gentry hurling the shutout, his 3rd of the year, a strong 4-hitter, Gentry now has won 12 and lost 12. Losing pitcher Steve Carlton. Carlton now has won 17 and lost 11. And the New York Mets are the champions of the Eastern Division of the National League. Tomorrow is a day off, happily, for the New York Mets. They will be in action again on Friday night at Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia. They have 3 in Philadelphia and 2 in Chicago. The playoffs then get underway in the Western City on October the 4th. Once again, the final score tonight, on the happiest night of them all, the New York Mets 6 and the St. Louis Cardinals nothing.
New York Mets Baseball has been a feature presentation of the New York Mets Baseball Network and Rheingold Extra Dry, the beer with a 10-minute head, and was brought to you by several local sports-minded businessmen who hope you have enjoyed today's game, and by the staff of WKAJ-FM 102.3 on your FM dial, who urge you to patronize the sponsors to make these broadcasts possible. Remember, you can hear all the New York Mets games at home or away, night and day, on the FM voice of WKAJ Radio in Saratoga Springs, New York. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets.